سلام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم سنته إلى الدين. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continue our class إن شاء الله تعالى in سورة البقرة today, سورة number 2, آية number 236 إن شاء الله تعالى. And we ask a questions. Ask a question. The question is, if the man divorces a woman and he never touched her, he made only the contract of marriage, no physical contact, and he divorces her, if this woman, she has a idda, you know, the woman, she will be actually held in a period after the divorce. Cannot go and to marry someone or anybody to engage her after a prescribed period or a waiting period after he divorced her. Is this actually for if he married her only to, and they made only the contract of marriage, not a physical contact, not a real marriage for to marry, to have a physical contact later. If this woman, she has also to be held for you, to be held for you, not to marry anyone. Do you understand the questions? Okay. Let's read this ayah, inshallah, and we'll go through, inshallah, ta'ala. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Surah Al-Ahzab, surah number 49. I mean, surah number 33, ayah number 49. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نكحتم المؤمنات ثم طلقتموهن من قبل أن تمسوهن فما لكم عليهن من عدة تعتدونها فمتعوهن وسرحوهن سراحا جميلا.
Assalamu alaikum. Surah Al-Ahzab, number 33, verse number 49. For you have believed, when you marry believing women and then divorce them before you have touched them, then there is not for you any waiting period to count concerning them. So provide for them and give them a gracious release. Surah Al-Mu'tantwa, verse 49. Les forces alliées. Vous qui croyez, quand vous vous mariez avec des croyantes et qu'ensuite vous divorcez d'avec elles avant de les avoir touchées, vous ne pouvez leur imposer un délai d'attente. Donnez leur jouissance d'un bien et libérez-les par un divorce sans préjudice.
طيب, let's go exactly word by word. L'imam al-Qurtubi, rahimahullah, tafsir ibn Abbas. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. The message for the believers. Allah did not say, O Muslim. He said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. And we said before in our class, these two different between the Muslim and mu'min, and believers. Every mu'min, every believer is a Muslim. But not every single Muslim is a believer. He has nothing from Islam except his name. His name is Ahmad and Muhammad, and he doesn't practice. We cannot take him out of the Islam because he could be express his tawbah any time. But remember again, al-mu'min, every mu'min, every believer is a Muslim. But not every Muslim is a believer. We ask Allah Ta'ala to make us among the believers. Amen. So the message is for the believer. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Iza nakahtum al-mu'minat. Nakahtum al-mu'minat. When you marry the believer female, that is a contract here. Contract, because marriage in Quran carry two meaning. Either contract only, and you delay to be in privacy with the woman, to have a physical contact with her, or to marry the woman right away after you make the contract of marriage, you take her home to the hotel, whatever is, and you have like exactly privacy with her. But here the ayah, Allah said about those who make only the contract of marriage and delay the real marriage later. Okay. ثم طلقتهن من قبل أن تمسهن. And you divorce them before you have touched them. Before you have touched تمسهن. You remember this word, تمس, it means touch. That's why in Surah Maryam, when the children of Israel accused Maryam, قالت أن يكون لي غلام ولم يمسسني بشر ولم أكو بغية. How come I'm gonna have a child or a boy while nobody has touched me? So and the word here, mess, it's mean touch her. It could be touch her. It's mean real physical contact. Allah said here in this, فَمَا لَكُمْ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِعِدَّ. Because he did not have physical contact, sexual, illegal sexual contact with her. And you divorce her, and you, after the contract only, after the contract of marriage, there is no عدة. No waiting period. After he divorced her, he could divorce her in this meeting. Second day she can go and marry. You got it, inshallah ta'ala, because he did not have any contact with her. Only contract of marriage. She's his wife. There's no doubt she's his wife. If you want to take her to any place and sleep with her, there's nothing wrong with that. But sometimes the father is, they make a condition. You are not touching my girl unless you build the house. I'm not ready now. Go take your time. How long? I need a 1 year. So he hold the marriage for physical contact until he what? He prepare what? Himself, the house. You got it, inshallah. So if you, someone, marry the girl and delay the physical contact or sexual intercourse later, that and he divorce her, right away she has no idda, no waiting period. After he divorce her, right away she can go and marry or to be engaged to another one.
Sure, question.
No.
If the man marries the woman, like the example you just said, that the father gives her a year to build the house.
Yes.
And then in between 4 months later, you have sexual intercourse with his wife. Is it a sin or not?
Halal. Even if he make the contract of marriage, not only 6 months or 4 months, even exactly he go and he told their father, yes, I am going to wait until I build the house for somehow. You know, that's your wife. You kiss her. And once sometimes, actually, the first degree exactly is kissing, and second degree will take in place, taking action. Yeah. Taking action. And you take her to the hotel, or you take her to the place, or any apartment, and so on, and sleep her. You're not a sinner. She's your wife. She is your wife. But sometimes the father, he fear. He need to guarantee, to make sure this boy is able to build the house for her. So he delayed the physical contact until he built the house with furniture and all of that. But if you do it, you are not a sinner because that's your wife. Now, then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala min idda ta'tudunaha, then there is not for you any waiting period to count concerning them. You cannot count it or to wait actually for 3 months or something like this. There is no any idda here at all. Completely. But we ask a question. She has right over you? If you make the contract of marriage without physical contact, she has right over you? Absolutely, yes. She has right for you, inshallah ta'ala, because this, as we explained that before in Surah Al-Baqarah, she has a provision. If she, they describe the mahr, and describe, I'm going to marry your daughter for $10,000. So you name the mahr, the bridal money, you name the dowry, the mahr, and you divorce her, she has what? According to our class before, how much is she going to get from you? Half. Half of the dowry. Half of the dowry. But if you did not mention the dowry at the time you make the contract of marriage, so it's a provision, gift. You have to give her a gift, a provision, according to your capability. We have to look for your position, what kind of job you have, You make money or not? So if you are rich, we go into this exactly to make estimate for the mahar according to someone of her family, her sister, her cousin, female, whatever it is, to see how much exactly your cousin, her husband give it to you, $10,000. Because he did not mention the dowry at the time you make the contract, she doesn't mean she doesn't have anything with you. No, we have to bring a dowry, a gift here. Gift here, it's mean to have a gift. Or if you give her a gift exactly because damages for her. She's known that exactly that someone did. وَسَرِّحُونَ صَرَاحًا جَمِيلًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so provide for them and they give them a gracious release. Leave her alone. Don't bother her. Right. But we said before, remember, sometime the woman, she's the one, she doesn't want to demand. After they make the contract of marriage, only the contract of marriage, paperwork only, she doesn't like the man. She found him so and so angry. He doesn't actually fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't so and so. She discovered that he did not pray, and she's the one she need here to get rid of him. And he described the dowry for her at the time of marriage. At the time they make the contract of marriage, they mention the dowry. They agreed upon between both of them about the dowry. And she's the one, she doesn't want him. How much is she going to get? Half? No. Because she is the one, she give it away. I don't want to see you. I don't want to see your face. Get out from my life. Exactly. My dowry. Take your dowry. I don't want it. Because she is the one, she asked for divorce. That means she could what? Give it away. Exactly what? What? The dowry. You got it, inshallah ta'ala. Related to this, we have a story in Islam. A story, I got it for you today. Let me prepare you for this. Number two in a beige. A woman, she rejected the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he asked her to marry him. She rejected him. And she more than that. She did not say even rejected him politely. She said, A'uzu billahi mink. I seek refuge from you. She told who? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as we said before, remember this, because the enemy of Islam, they spoke about this area. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never marry a single woman except with the order of Allah. We have to understand, for those who cannot answer the disbeliever, cannot answer them, they don't, we teach you. Every single woman the Prophet ﷺ married her, Allah is the one, he ordered him to marry her. For a reason. And as we said before, in our class, before yesterday, the Prophet, he married Sauda bint Zam'a. She was exactly a dark skinned woman. Older than him, more than 60 years old. And she has no children. Why he married her? After Khadija, she died. Second wife for the Prophet ﷺ was Sauda. Sauda in Arabic language means a black woman. Sauda. The Prophet ﷺ married her. That's to show you, color is not any issue in Islam. Color is not an issue in Islam. We are the one who are ignorant. There is nothing called in Islam black or white. And the believer are brothers. So the Prophet, he asked exactly, and he married Sauda, older than him, 60. And you know exactly experience, Sheikh Yunus, woman after she passed 60 years, what happened?
The beauty start to fade.
The beauty, exactly, subhanAllah. And she exactly, subhanAllah, is not like a young girl. It's not like a younger girl. By the way, Mustafa, I have my aunt. She's 65 years old, if you're interesting to marry her. Anyway. Subhanallah, la hawla la quwata illa billah al-ali al-azim. The Prophet, he married Sauda. Why? Because her husband, he passed away. And Sauda became a Muslim. So in order to show us to support the widow. The purpose for that, the Prophet, he married Sauda because she was a widow. She has no husband. She lost her husband. Her husband became a Muslim, but he died in Habasha. In Habash, it's Ethiopia now today, what they call it Ethiopia today. She migrated originally there, and then after that, both of them, they became Muslim, and they migrated together, but her husband died in Habash, and they buried him in Habash. When she came back, the Prophet, he wanted to honor her, to marry her, in order to support the widow. So that's actually, but this woman, she was a young woman. Our story here, she is a young woman, subhanAllah, but she refused the Prophet ﷺ, and she told him a very tough, hard word. A'uzu billah, I seek refuge from you. She told who? The Messenger of Allah. Let's see that story, and the story in Al-Bukhari. The story mentioned in Al-Bukhari in two hadiths, 5256 and 5254. That's mean authentic. The story is authentic. Let's read this, inshallah, fast. Number 2 in the beige. باب من طلق وهو يواجه الرجل امرأته بالطلاق عن عباس ابن سهل عن أبي وأبي أسيد قال تزوج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أميمة بنت شراحيل فلما أدخلت عليه بسط يده إليها فكأنها كرهت ذلك فأمر أبو أسيد أن يجهزها ويكسوها ثوبين رازقيتين.
Should a man tell his wife face to face that she is divorced? Narrated by Sa'd and Abu Usayd. The Prophet ﷺ married Umayma bin Shahlil. And when she was brought to him, he stretched his hand toward her. He stretched his hand toward her. It seemed like she disliked that. Whereupon the Prophet ﷺ ordered Abu Sayyid to prepare her and to provide her with 2 white linen dresses. Reported by Imam Bukhari.
Can we take the second hadith too? Because both of them, I give you number B. This is a different narration in Al-Bukhari. Same story. And then, Al-Hadassana Al-Awza'i. قال سألت الزهري أي أزواج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم استعاذت منه؟ قال أخبرني عروة عن عائشة رضي الله عن عائشة الاستاين أن ابنة الجوني لما أدخلت على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ودنا منها قالت أعوذ بالله منك فقال لها لقد عزت بعظيم الحقي بأهلك. Go for number B.
Narrated by
Awza'i, one of the great scholars in Islam.
I asked Az-Zuhri, which of the wives of the Prophet ﷺ thought refuge with Allah from him? He said, I was told by Urwa that Aisha said, when the daughter of Al-Juwayn was brought to Allah's Messenger ﷺ as his bride, and he sent near her, she said, I seek refuge with Allah from you.
Yeah, that is exactly my word here. She said to the Prophet ﷺ, what? Umayma, and we have 2 different Umayma. The other Umayma, our mother Umayma, Ummul Mu'mineen, Umayma. I'm sorry, Maymuna. The other one called it Maymuna, but this is called it Umayma.
Okay. I seek refuge with Allah from you. He said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you have sought refuge with the great. Return to your family. Narrated by Imam Al-Bukhari, 52-54.
Did you understand anything about this story? That's why we need to go for detail. You may find all the time, as I say, the Quran translation doesn't give you the complete story. You have to go for detail, tafsir, explanation, interpretations. Now, also the same hadith, we need to go for detail. Do we have time to do that, or we can end it?
We can delay
it to another time.
No, we have time.
You have time, if you can go.
4 minutes.
Okay, 4 minutes, inshallah ta'ala. Now, the story fast. صلى الله عليه وسلم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أمر أسيد بامرأة جوانية. A woman, her name is المرأة الجوانية. Why they call her ميمونة بنت شريحيل, but they mention in the hadith that is exactly the woman of جوانية, because this is her tribe called that بني جوانة. فأنزلت بيت أميمة. I came to the house of أميمة. The one the Prophet sallam already he going to marry her. ومع حاضنتها, she has a nurse, the nursing woman with her, the one she feed her when she was baby. بنت النعمان ابن شريحيل, that is أميمة بنت النعمان ابن شريحيل. The Prophet sallam married her. Married her in contracts. And that's why I give you this story to serve our previous ayah. If you married the woman only with a contract of marriage and you divorce her, she deserves from you a gift provision. Look what the Prophet exactly said. The woman جاءت المرأة مع أسيد. The woman came with أسيد, the one who narrated the hadith. مالك بن ربيعة. أسيد مالك ابن ربيعة رضي الله عنه وارضاه الساعدي في حصن من حصون مدينة, in one of the place in Medina. He married her in Medina. When she was brought to him. Then after that, فلما أدخلت أدخل عليها. And when he entered exactly her privacy, بسط إليها يده. He stretched his hand toward her. He stretched his hand toward her and he put his hand on her. That's honor. Could you imagine if the Prophet, he was alive and he put his hand on you? That means actually totally will be safe from the hellfire. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he asked her, زوجيني نفسك. Let me have a physical contact with you because we married. Then after that, فَكَرِهَتْ ذَلِكَ. The woman, it seems that she disliked that. She disliked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. That's exactly what we need. Number two. وَقَالَتْ وَهَلْ تَهِبُ الْمَلِكَ نَفْسَهَا لِلسُّوَقَةِ الرَّعِيَّةِ وَذَلِكَ لِمَا كَانَ فِيهَا مِنَ الْجَهِلِيَّةِ. She said, does the queen give herself to the subjects of the shepherds, subject of the sheriff, because the Arab, the most common job for the Arab is to be shepherds. Super. If this is the queen, she consider herself, she is the queen. Shall the queen offer herself to the shepherds? She said that this is very hard work. Yeah. That's because of the remnant of Jahiliyyah. She still carry the behavior of Jahiliyyah, the ignorancy, exactly in the time. Number nine, first, the Prophet ﷺ, he did not blame her because of her words. لقرب عهدها بالإسلام, because he figured that she was a new Muslim. And she is closer to Jahiliyyah, the ignorance time, more than the Islam. That means she still has a Jahiliyyah. Amongst us, there is people like today. They are in Jahiliyyah. They are not closer to Islam. They're closer to Jahiliyyah. If you tell them some, astaghfirullah al-azim, every time they reject it. Now, after that, they told her, after she rejected the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered al-sa'idi to buy two linen clothes for her. He did not touch her. That's to practice with the ayah. If you divorce the woman and you never touch her, should her give her what? A gift or something according to your capability. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said, they mentioned to her, she did not know him. That's why she said, I seek refuge from you. She did not know, because when she spoke with the Prophet ﷺ, she was lowering her gaze. And she did not see the Prophet completely. And she did not know even him. That's why when he stretched his hand to marry her, or to give her herself to him, she said, أعوذ بالله منك. I seek refuge from you, because she doesn't know. Then what happened? فقالت كنت أشقى من ذلك. You see, that's why you need to understand the hadith exactly. So she said, I was miserable about that. I miss it. After they mentioned, that is Rasulullah. How come you do that? She said, I was miserable. I lost. I miss it. I did not know him. That's why we need to understand the detail exactly in the package of Al-Bukhari. أهوى لها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعد الساعة. Then after that, when she said, قال after that, after she told him, أعوذ بالله منك, I seek refuge. She told the Prophet, he considered it is big. Bigger. Exactly what did he do? He said exactly, you have thought refuge with the great. You have thought refuge with the great. That is the translation. الحقي بأهلك. Return back to your family. Because it is a great word. She gave it to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Go and follow your hand. يا أبا أسيد. أبا أسيد. The one who narrated the hadith. اكسها رازقتين. Provide her with two white linen dress. He did not have anything from her. He had made only the contract of marriage. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he did not mention the dowry for her, remember. He just married her because, as we said, the dowry is not in the condition, but is wajib, obligated. The woman, she should have it. وَلَا حَوْلَ رَقَةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. That's called mut'a, a provision. He gave it to her. And then, subhanAllah, that is the story of Al-Bukhari. InshaAllah ta'ala, we continue our class, inshaAllah, if Allah give us a Monday to continue our class, inshaAllah. Subhanak Allah wa hamdik. Shadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Still, we have to answer the question. Can you marry your cousin female?
Yes.
The Yahud, they rejected, they forbid it. Because if you marry your cousin female, that child will be paralyzed, will be abnormal. Can we marry this? We will answer this, inshallah. Can the woman, she make a condition not to leave her town, not to leave the house of her father at the time of exactly to have the contract? We will see that, inshallah. We have a lot of questions related. We receive a lot of questions in this area. By the mercy of Allah, we receive a lot of questions, inshallah, but we will answer it to you by the mercy of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the end, I have to tell you, happy